I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things. But we really like to self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
So this week for self-care, what did I do? Did I do anything fun? Oh, last weekend I went paddleboarding. I kind of like stole yours, but I went paddleboarding and did paddleboard yoga.
Which I heard was really hard.
Yeah. So my friend Joni teaches it. And yeah, it's like once you get up, it feels like your muscles are all like, because you're like trying to balance like every pose. But I didn't fall in. So
every time I go paddleboarding, I have to like sit on it. Because I'm just like, well, because do you remember the first time we all went together?
Oh my God. And I have that video. Remember I had that like lanyard that had my phone?
That was the second time we went.
Oh, was it the
and
second?
And Steven knocked me in the water. That's why I don't stand up on paddleboards. You can thank your husband.
Oh my God. I should find that video. It's so funny. It's just like chaos because it's like the lanyard is around my neck.
I think I even said.
You fell in and then I'm like trying to help you get onto your board. It's just like you can hear the whole entire exchange.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
I don't have upper arm strength, but I've changed that. But I think the best part is I'm like, wouldn't it be crazy if I fell in and then
immediate
Steven
splash.
Hits me and then I fall in. So that's embarrassing. I'll be okay if you don't find it.
Yeah, I'll have to go back because that was like a while ago. But yeah, it was really fun. And like if we were at Bear Creek Lake, so it was like early in the morning, not like super early, but like 8 o'clock, and it was so pretty and just like you can see Red Rocks and it's the perfect day. And I had like all these little like moments where one, I had like taken my, I have a blow up paddleboard. So I took it out of the car.
Same.
Keith was blowing up his and like, I was like, okay, I'm going to put sunscreen on. I'm like putting sunscreen on. And then like randomly two coins fall from like seemingly nowhere. Like I was like, did these fall out of my pants? Like what's happening? And it was a quarter and a penny. And the penny landed head side up. And then the quarter landed tail side. And it was, I guess Idaho has like a falcon on theirs.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, weird.
Like that's it, falcon ridiculous.
It felt like it was like a sign from dad or something.
Yeah.
And then we unrolled my paddleboard to get blown up. And I haven't used that paddleboard probably since we went.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long time.
We try to go at least once a year because sometimes it's hard with life happens. Yeah.
Dogs. But, there was like a feather stuck in the.
No, there wasn't. No
in
way.
Like a, you know how they have those like kind of crisscrossy things so you can like put your water bottle or.
Sure. Yeah.
Whatever.
It was
like
in there?
Stuck in there. I was like, okay, weird.
Do you think you set it there maybe?
Probably, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like a gift.
And I don't know if
well,
that was
I'm like,
my
those are hard
or,
to like, yeah.
Or if it was Steven's, like, because I think we have the same board. But either way, it was just like
Keith and
cool.
I don't have a designate. We just bring both.
Yeah,
of them
exactly.
The first
I just
one
like
grab.
Grabbed one.
Yeah.
And then we were like about to lay down for Shavasana and there's a little ladybug crawling on my board. And I was like, oh my God.
So it was just like are a, happening.
It was a cute little, I don't know. It felt good. It was like some signs and
felt vibes. Like there were vibes.
There were some
there.
Good vibes.
I've been saying vibs and I need to stop because I think people think I think that's what it is. I'm like, I'm putting the vibs out and people are like, do you mean vibes? I'm like,
let's make vibs happen.
I'm actually so down with
just
that.
VBZ.
I'm like, are you feeling these vibs?
Are you feeling the vibs right now? These Riz vibs? I don't know.
Riz vibs!
Riz vibs!
Riz vibs!
But yeah, so it was just like a really lovely day. And then I got to hang out with Keith for a little bit too. So it was like, special.
I'm just kidding. He's okay. Let's
You're relax, like, calm down on relax. The complimentary talk of Keith. I'm just kidding.
I love him.
Yeah, it was fun.
I did marry him.
You did.
Yeah.
That was your choice.
It was a choice. I'm glad I made it.
Yeah. What did you do?
It wasn't like for a fun reason, but we like went over to my parents' house and it was nice spending time with my family. We were talking about will and trust. That's fun. But it was good spending
time. For when they die.
Well, they're just, I think it's good they're preparing it. And like, no, I've been sure. doing so you much.
Definitely be yeah. prepared.
And I've been doing a lot of research about like wills and trusts, and they're doing a trust. And I'm like, thank God, you know. I've like done so much research on both of those because that can be, but I'm not going to get into that. But it was kind of funny because we were like there and we're like, oh my God, so nice for dinner. We almost forgot that's what we were there for.
Dinner?
To talk about like
oh,
the future.
For death.
And my parents are like, oh yeah, we need to talk about that. And we're all like, oh yeah.
Oh, the vibes oh, are bummer. Down.
Yeah. I requested my mom's Halloween decorations.
She must have some good decorations.
She does. And my sister was laughing because, like, I requested the weirdest shit ever. I requested a few of her Halloween decorations. And my sister and brother are like, you can have all of them. And
I feel like that's nostalgic, okay. though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they'll that. Feel different. And then, like, my mom has Snow Village. Sorry. This is, like, really funny.
Also nostalgic.
Me. Yeah. And the... We'll split up Snow Village. Like, we know we're going to split up Snow Village, but I want this museum. And my sister the entire time was like, well, I can't wait till I get that Snow Village museum at my house. We were just making jokes about we're going to steal each other's shit.
Oh, my God.
Because a lot of my family members, not like my immediate family, are very toxic. So I could see them saying that, but like meaning it, being like, yeah. oh, you want that museum? Well, guess
now I'm taking it.
Guess fucking what? Yeah. And we were just making jokes about it. And my mom was like, what rings do you want? I'm like, oh, my God.
That's a good one to ask, though.
Yeah. And I was like, I want that one. And my sister's like, and my mom's like, do you have any objections? And my sister's like, I love my sister more than I want that ring. And I was like, oh, love you. I would fight you for it, though.
I will fight you.
It's not a fun conversation, but no. we made it as fun as light you can. As it can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of laughing and stuff like that. So, but it was good spending time with family and like doing all that. And it, like, we spend time together, but sometimes it's like there's so much happening that it's hard to like slow down and like talk. So,
yeah.
Because we don't like talk as a big group either. So,
well, it's kind of hard to talk as yeah. like a big group.
Like, obviously, without the kids, because yeah. let's be.
They're quite a.
Watch Bluey!
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was nice spending time with family and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, what are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week I'm going to tell you about the Lululemon murder, which I've been saving for a while.
Well, I remember you were like, and I'm like, you wear Dips. Lululemon. So
yeah.
Who and among us?
It was like one where I was like, it's a crossover of things I like, yoga and murder.
I don't like the murder. Yoga instructor that was married to the guy that bikes. And I thought that was rude of me, but I was like, I just wanted to entertain
you. I had, like, recently watched...
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have a documentary on the girl. It. Yeah.
And I was like, I saw that. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, because yeah. it was just a Lifetime movie, and now it's a documentary. But I saw that, too, and I was yeah, like, oh, my gosh.
It was
gosh.
A really good documentary.
Speaking of which, have you seen Maternal Instinct?
No. Okay, tell me, is it, like, do they hurt kids?
No.
Or she's just faking being pregnant?
If you haven't watched it and you want to watch it, skip 30 seconds ahead. She cuts a baby out of somebody.
Okay. See, that's why I was like, I knew there was something fucking weird. And I was like, I don't want to do this because I've heard that story before.
It's worth.
And I thought it was her, but.
It's worth hearing because the story leading up to it is so crazy. And there's so many things fell in her favor. Yeah. So many things like that shouldn't have worked out did.
I just like can't with.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Mom stuff and
yeah.
pregnancy and babies. Like, I can't.
Yeah. I listen to, so one of my favorite podcasts is Disgraceland and Hollywoodland. I've talked about them numerous times. I've used them as sources on a lot of our stories. But I listen to one that I'm like, once I have kids, I won't be able to listen to this, but about Ian Watkins from Lost Prophets.
I don't know. What did he do? Is he fucked up?
It's the worst story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, okay. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I fucking can't. Every, like, I don't know.
I was like, I can't even give you a synopsis.
Like, regular, not like regular murder stuff, but, like, I feel like I've had a tendency to stay away from, like, killers and do more, like, paranormal stuff because I just, like, I, like, cry every time. Like, I watch a documentary and I'm just like, I fucking can't.
Yeah. And no, and I totally get that. And you tell a lot of stories, but I don't know. I still think it's like, it's still an interest for sure.
No, yeah.
But it's like, sometimes
there's just some things that I just like really, I can't do like kids like stuff.
We're not, no, there's only one story that we talked about kids, but that was like, well, there's been two, but those were like Chris Watts was one and then Jessica Ridgway. But pretty much after that, I'm like, I don't want to hear any of this. It's and like too heavy. Torture porn stuff.
Yeah.
Like the toy box killer.
Yeah. I don't know. There's like a line.
There's a lot of stories that if you want to hear it and it's like extremely violent, we're not going to tell it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times are we like, if you don't know what happened, you can look it up. Yeah. Like, you're welcome to look it up. We just don't feel like it's important.
And not that it's not important. I just don't want to like go into like dirty details.
It's not like we know the person's bad, but, and we can emphasize what they did was really fucked up, but we don't need to be like, and then they like,
yeah.
Cause it was hard with Alison Botha talking about like, and she survived. So that's why I felt like that one, I did want to mention all the things that happened to her.
Yeah.
Because she survived it. But other than that, yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, even this one, I was like,
sorry, tangent.
I just cry all the time. It's fine. Okay. So we're going to go to March 12th of 2011.
Do you remember when this first happened?
I don't remember hearing about this. No.
Oh, okay. I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I worked at a mall at the time, so maybe that's why.
Yeah,
so, probably. Yeah.
So we're in Bethesda, Maryland, which is a suburb of D.C. That morning, a Lululemon store manager arrived at the shop ready to open up. But when she arrived, she found that the door was unlocked.
That's weird.
And the inside was a complete mess. There were mannequins toppled over. There was clothing strewn about on the floor. And she could hear someone moaning from the back. So understandably, she was like, what the fuck? And there was like some guy walking by and she was like, hey, sir, can you, like, I'm freaking out. Can you come with me into this store and like, just, you know, let's partner up and like teamwork this. Can you come with me?
I didn't know she asked somebody and he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice.
And so they're like, he was like, yeah, of course. And he goes with her into the store. They're like kind of, you know, proceeding with caution, being like, someone's moaning. They're also noticing as they enter the store that there are bloody footprints all over the floor.
All of this is bad.
So they're like, oh no. The Good Samaritan man, he led the way to the back and found a woman lying face down in a pool of blood in the hallway. Her name was Jaina Murray. She was an employee who had been on closing shift the previous evening. The moaning was coming from the bathroom where they found an employee, other employee who was on closing shift, Brittany Norwood. She was lying on the floor. She's like apparently like coming in and out of consciousness.
They had a picture of her and she's like laying like this.
Yeah. She's got her hands zip tied and her wrists and ankles are zip tied. And then she's got a bloody face. And so she's kind of like moaning, coming in and out of consciousness. They're like, oh my God. So they call 911.
Yeah.
Tragically, Jaina Murray was dead. She had been savagely attacked, sustaining at least 332 wounds from at least 5 different weapons.
What?
Including a knife and a hammer.
I've heard the story. That number will never fail to...
It's astounding.
Blow my fucking mind.
Yeah. So knife was one of the weapons and a hammer from apparently like the store toolbox.
Oh my God.
107 of those wounds were defensive wounds.
Well, yeah. Probably on her hands and stuff.
So she's like fighting this person. Like this is not, this wasn't an easy takedown.
I love that she did try to fight.
Yeah. You know,
she shouldn't have had to, but.
When Jaina's brother Hugh found out that his sister had been murdered, he was in Iraq working as an army attorney. Like, oh. This is where I was, like, crying.
Great.
Quote, I had been told that my sister had been murdered. It was devastating, and it broke me.
Oh.
I'm just like.
You're already away from home. Yeah. Like, that must have been a, like, anywhere you are, that would be helpless.
Yeah.
But, like, especially, like, I can't just go home.
Yeah, and, like, comfort your parents. Like, yeah. You're, like, not there. So, Brittany had significantly less injuries. When the police, they questioned her about the events of the evening, she told them that after closing up the store for the night on March 11th, she and Jaina had returned to the store to pick up the wallet that she'd forgotten inside. They're like, okay. And then, once they'd gotten inside, two large men in ski masks followed the men, bound them both, and sexually assaulted them. And when Jaina resisted, they beat and stabbed her to death. Initially, police had treated Brittany as a victim.
As they should when you see a scene like that.
But as they investigated further, they realized that the evidence that they found and the story that she was telling, they were not congruent.
Yeah. Like,
girl, what's going on? So first of all, it was odd that Jaina had been so violently attacked while Brittany had minor wounds that were consistent with self-inflicted injuries. Investigators found no evidence that either woman had been sexually assaulted, even though Jaina's pants had been cut in a way that if you were like to come upon the scene, you would probably be like, oh, there's some sexual assault.
I think what's not known is you can't just say you were sexually assaulted. There's usually like
evidence of that. Well, they do a rape kit. Yeah. And there's definitely evidence. Yeah. So as the investigation continued, they spoke with an employee and a manager at the Apple store, which was next door. Now, these two people working at the Apple store had heard a loud altercation through the wall on the evening of March 11th.
They probably didn't know what degree. They probably were like, oh, these two people are arguing or something.
Surveillance footage from the inside of the Apple store shows them standing next to the shared wall, listening, and then walking away. There's also a security guard on footage that sits nearby, like within ear range, but he's listening to music on his iPod. The employee said she heard women arguing, one saying, talk to me, don't do this, talk to me, what's going on? Followed by screams, sounds of something or someone being hit or dragged, and a weak voice saying, God help me, please help me. The manager testified that he thought the noise was, quote, just drama. I'm sorry, what?
Maybe the talk to me, you know, because I could see that, but like
a thud, screaming.
Yeah.
Someone saying, help me.
That's when you call 911.
That's when you call 911. And I feel
you don't
like
even need to get involved. You can
it's
just
a really sad reminder that, like, if you hear something, see something, if anything feels weird, you can call the police and they will go check it out.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario,
you don't have to get involved at all.
There's an actual situation happening, and kind of in a best case scenario, the police are then there to help.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, it was a false alarm, someone was being dramatic, and no foul, no harm.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It just seems so weird to me. Like, potentially Jaina could have been saved had they called.
Yeah. Well, depending on their response.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that just kind of was like,
the talk to me, sure. But when you started hearing like physical thuds and stuff. And like
in a Lululemon store of all places, like people aren't like fighting like that.
Even the thuds and stuff, maybe you think they're moving stuff around. But the help me.
Someone saying help me and screaming. The help me.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Ugh.
Okay, so anyways, that pisses me off. Okay, so police also found blood in Jaina's car, which was identified as a mix of her own blood and also Brittany's blood. Brittany admitted to moving her coworker's car, which was found at a farmer's market 3 blocks away.
This makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, she claimed that the men in masks ordered her to move the car, and that if she didn't come back in 10 minutes, that they would kill her. I'm like, what? What?
That makes no sense.
It makes no sense. They assaulted you, and then they're like, move your coworker's car. For what?
For
what does the car have to do with anything?
I'll save my thoughts till the end.
Like, what?
I have a lot of thoughts about this.
Okay, so despite this, like, really weird story of events that supposedly occurred, according to Brittany, investigators quickly realized that Brittany Norwood had violently murdered her fellow employee, Jada Murray. So, yeah. After she murdered her, she used 2 pairs of shoes to track blood around the store to make it look like the 2 masked men were there.
Yeah.
And both of those shoes belonged to her.
That, yeah.
Like, they belonged to Brittany. So they're like...
I thought one of them was the display shoes. And they're like, girl.
No, according to my research, they both belong to her.
That's going to be the number one thing they check. They're going to check, like, the bottom of the shoes you're wearing right then and there.
Yeah. So anyways, she... And I don't know about the car. Like, why... I don't...
That part...
The car makes no sense.
There's no where I'm like, well, I guess that... No.
Like, why would someone who's attacked you ever be like, move your car?
Also, if you're bleeding, you're going to get blood in it, and they're going to check the blood.
So strange. Okay, so they arrested her a week later and charged her with first-degree murder. Now, like you, we're both sitting here being like, why? Why would you kill your coworker in such a vicious way? Like, and the answer is really unsatisfying. Apparently, like, this pisses me off. It was standard protocol for employees to check each other's belongings at the end of their shift for stolen merchandise. And although one article said that the manager had specifically texted Jaina and asked her to check Brittany's bag for stolen merchandise, there was other articles that said that at the end of each shift, that's just what coworkers did.
Yeah.
They checked each other.
I don't love that, though, because you put each other in awkward and positions weird. Of, like, did you
steal
this? Like,
if you find something, it's like, when is this? Oh, like,
that's... You're alone?
Yeah.
I don't love that policy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
So either way, the point is that Jaina found some items in Brittany's bag, and she had texted the manager to let her know, and the manager was like, cool, 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 I'll deal with it tomorrow, just close up and go home.
Yeah.
So they closed up, and then that's when Brittany made up the story, like, oh shit, I forgot my wallet inside, we have to go back, at which point the Apple Store people heard them arguing, and ultimately the murder of Jaina.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, so weird because I'm just like, okay, so your coworker found some stolen Lulu items in your bag and you're going to, like, go to the lengths of luring her back to the store.
Yeah.
Like, overkill murdering her. Like, crazy amounts of, like, stabbing and hitting and beating.
For a few leggings.
For fucking leggings?
For, like, $300 worth of leggings, maybe.
Yeah. And, like, so that you can, like, cover up, like, maybe, like, I don't know what she's thinking. Is she thinking she can, like, take away from the fact that she was, you know, stealing something and put all the attention on this murder? Like, that seems... insane.
Illogical.
Yeah. Yeah, and then to, like, you know, try to cover it up with the bloody footprints, this weird story, tying yourself up, and then waiting there all night until someone comes to find you in the morning. Like,
none of it makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. So I just feel like there's something that's, like,
inherently wrong with her.
Yes, but I feel like there's, like, missing details. Like,
yeah.
I know they weren't, like, friends necessarily. Like, you don't have to be friends with your coworkers.
I think they were about to get rid of Brittany, weren't they? Kind of. It sounded like
that. Well, it sounds like she was perhaps, like, maybe she had stolen before. And that's why one of the articles had said that the manager had texted Jaina specifically being like, did she, like, check her bags before you close? I don't know. But it's like, either way, is that worth, like, it's a fucking retail job. You get fired. You stole some shit. And, like, now you're going to kill someone?
It's just...
It just is such a, like, huge jump overreaction to something that's, like, not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in the grand scheme of things. Like, yeah, obviously stealing's bad, whatever. And getting fired
but
sucks.
But I don't but think to $300 murder? Worth of leggings is worth murdering someone over.
Yeah.
Call and me, like, crazy.
It's just so... So, I don't know. Like... And there's just really no satisfying answer other than, like, Jaina caught her stealing. And so, it's nonsensical. Anyway, so Brittany went to court in January of 2012.
And what year did this happen? 2011?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this was, like, pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. Usually it takes a few years
for,
like, murder trials and stuff. So
okay, and Jaina Murray's dad, David, asked Judge Robert Greenberg not to show his daughter's killer any leniency. He said, quote, "My daughter's murderer should never be able to walk the streets again." Jaina's
such an excessive reaction. It's just like, no, she shouldn't.
No.
About she got caught stealing, like, and she did that?
And then, yeah, like, imagine if it was, like, something, like, bigger
like
than
a car or something?
Yeah, like, what would you do?
Oh, my God.
If this is your reaction to that. So Jaina's mother, Phyllis, told the courtroom, quote, "The grief is like a lightning strike, so powerful, we live it every day. Life without parole is my request." So on January 27th, 2012, Brittany was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole for committing first-degree murder.
Good.
She is now at the Maryland Correctional Institution for Women. And that's the, like, unbelievable story of the Lululemon murder. Like, it makes no fucking sense.
So I watched a documentary on this, and they said the weirdest part is when they went back, Brittany was, like, sitting like this.
Like, posed.
And they're like, if you got,
like,
attacked, you're going to be in, like, the fetal position. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing.
Yourself.
Yeah, you're going to be, like, holding yourself
freaking
together.
Out, not like...
And she wasn't injured enough that she would be there all night.
No. And there was also, like, I think it was a medical examiner or forensic scientist or something that had, like, testified and was, like, she had, like, drops of blood coming down her face.
Yeah, like she was setting stuff up, and if she was on the ground, it would have been like
it would have been
going
to the side. Yeah, not like she'd been standing up all night.
Yeah, so it was like the evidence that
she just didn't
match.
Like, I don't know, it's crazy.
That story,
like that story, it just like kind of pisses me off because there's no like real answer as to why.
And she had a weird relationship with her family too. They were like, "You're doing this again." Like she. She had showed that, like, this is, like, her MO is, like...
Oh, really?
Stealing. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, and I know her dad had been, like, trying to talk with the court and be like, please, like, give her possibility of parole. Like, she's a really kind and nurturing person. It's like...
Was she nurturing,
did you
too?
See what she did to this girl?
Yeah.
Would you describe that as kind and nurturing? Yeah, so the judge was like, no.
Almost 400 wounds.
That's insane. Like, that
That's
is
so many.
Yeah, they said that the attack itself probably took, like, over 20 minutes.
That's a long time
of just, like, going at someone.
I'm not trying to be funny. Your arms would hurt.
Yeah.
After hitting somebody that many times.
Yeah.
Like, your arms would be, like, in pain.
Yeah. So, it's just a weird story that I've always kind of, like, thought about, like, why would you do that?
It doesn't make any sense.
Over fucking Lululemon.
Over leggings. Like, was it worth it? You probably didn't even get to enjoy them anyway, so.
Yeah.
But we'll post pictures of stuff on that on our Instagram, and that's just going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram. We are blue check certified.
We're certified.
Certifiedly insane. I think we're verified. Yeah. We said certified, but oh, I mean.
Yeah, verified.
If the shoe fits.
Bear with us. We're from the 1900s. yeah. Oh, and if you have any like suggestions for stories that maybe you've always wanted someone to cover, like, we're happy to do it.
Like we said, we don't do excessively brutal.
Yeah.
So.
But email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We are on TikTok, kind of. We'll be on TikTok more. We need to get on that little pony. Post a picture of the paddleboard incident there. But please rate us 5 stars and get us in front of people like you. So,
yeah.
All right. Self-care yourself.
Self-care yourself.
All right. Bye. Bye.